Don Cherry, the I guess part two of his movie, The Wrath of Grapes.
Yeah.
airs on Sunday night. And it was, so you were telling me Don Cherry just joined Twitter, right? Now, is he tweeting for himself, do you think? Or is he not tweeting for himself?
I don't know. See, the way I understand it...
He's on hold. Okay.
We can ask him, but the way I understand it is that he's not tweeting.
Oh.
Like, he's attached to the Twitter account, and it's going to be other people from the CBC who are tweeting for him.
Oh.
I don't know. What line is he on? Six?
That one, yeah.
Hey, Don.
Razamoka in the mornings. How you doing?
Really
doing
good.
Great. How are you? Welcome to the show, by the way.
I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here.
So we a lot to talk about. Grapes of Wrath, but also, what is the deal? We were just talking about this. What's the deal with you and Twitter? Are you actually tweeting your own stuff now?
I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't know anything about Twitter. All I know is that they come to me after the last game Saturday and said, look, I'd like you... there's a great girl down there named Kathy Broderick, and she helps me with Coach's Corner. She says there's an awful lot of people out there imitating you on Twitter. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of them out there. One guy said the original Don Cherry and all that stuff. You should get your own. I said, I don't know anything about Twitter. All I know is I've seen a lot of guys get in trouble with them, so I have no idea what I'm doing. Twitter, it sounds like a bird to me. I have no idea.
Just don't let any, don't take any naked pictures of yourself with your cell phone.
Oh, you mean to tell me that that's the way they do it? They could take some pictures of and stuff like that? Well, I got to find out what's going on. I think that Saturday they said, I'll tell you one thing, the first couple are going to be very short. And I have no idea, but I'll, as usual, I'll be tremendous.
This movie, I guess it's part two. Is this going to be it for them?
I guess it's part two. You saw the first one, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Now, is this... what the hell? So confrontational already.
Yeah. It was. I went this guest stuff. You know it was sensational at over 1.4 million.
I know.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, is this it then? Is this the end of the story? Are you going to let them do another one if they want to?
No, this is it. I really didn't want to do either one, and my son talked me into the both of them, so I went along with it, and I don't know what's going on in the second one. I didn't know what's going on because I don't want to watch it first. I saw a couple of clips. It looks pretty good. Ron McLean looks like he's got a lot of hair, so he's probably happy about it. But I really don't know what's but this is the last one for sure. But I watch it like everybody else on TV. I don't watch get a DVD and watch it or anything. So I don't know what's coming either.
Are you going to tweet while the show is happening while the movie's going?
I never
on?
Thought of that. No, I'm not going to tweet. I got to find out how to tweet to start off with, and then I'll do it. How do you do it?
Oh well, all you do is there's a little box that opens up where you have exactly.
I like the idea right away what you're talking about.
He's like Mocha. He's like enough of that.
Enough of that stuff. I don't like it either.
Hey Don, when you look back on especially with these movies, when you look back on your life, you've really given your life to hockey. Are you proud of that? Like, are you happy you did that? Gave so much of yourself and sacrificed so much for the game.
Well, actually, my family. When I look back on it, I didn't realize how selfish I was, and it's the same thing today. Day never goes by. I don't watch hockey. Like tonight, I'm going out to watch the Minor Midget, the Marlies, and the Rebels play tonight. And that's what I do. That's my life. I love going out with my son. He rates all the kids in the GTHL. To me, it's not my hobby. It is my life. I never thought of that, but it's true. I see Stamkos, I see Seguin, I see all these guys before anybody when they're 14 and 15. That is my life and my hobby. I never, like I said, I never go by, and I never miss watching hockey. So it's fun for me. It's not really work, honestly.
What's that feeling like for somebody like you who, like you said, hockey is your entire life, and you've experienced these kids who you see as kids go through the motions and go through the different leagues before they become that big star that they've always wanted to be and play, you know, their dream, which is to be in the NHL.
You should see that the best hockey in the world is minor midget hockey. They have been ruined by agents. You know, they don't have a big head yet, and so that's why I really concentrate on that. It's really something to see them go. But now, it used to be you always stopped in the American Hockey League for a year, which I think is great. But now the kids go right at 18. I mean, they go right from the minor midget that I'm watching the kids tonight. In 3 years, they could be in the National Hockey League, which I mean, never used to happen that way. And hey, they're terrific, so it must be the right thing. But a lot of them do get hurt if you take a look. So they're awful young to be going in that early. But boy, they still play. But it's different now than it was back about 10 years ago.
And it's the Wrath of Grapes, the Don Cherry story 2 airs March 4th and 11th at 8 p.m. Before we let you go, Don, the big question: you've heard the fire Wilson.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not an easy fix, but can this team? Can the Leafs be fixed?
Sure can. They've got firepower. They've got many goals, 200 goals, but their problem is everybody says it's a goaltender. I say no, it's defense. You just don't let guys walk in cold turkey. They've lost their confidence a little, but they did play, the team did play terrific in Chicago. They didn't quit on them in Chicago, so they can still do it. They've got games on hand in Winnipeg. They've got two games on hand in Winnipeg. They should really, we got nothing to lose, guys. Just go. And they can still do it. They got two games on hand. Hey, a streak here, you could, and the way things work, you win two games, you're in first place in the league now.
Awesome. Don Cherry, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show. Real quick, how many suits do you own?
Honest to God, I don't really know, but I know one thing. I got an awful lot. I got to keep it up, but I get four or five every year, and I keep them for the finals all the time. You know, that's what I do. And I got too many. I had to take my spare bedroom and put those metal things up to hold them, but you got to look good, and it's better to look good than it'll be good. That's the way I look at it.
Don Cherry, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show
today. It was a pleasure, guys. See you later. Toodaloo. Hey, this is Don Cherry, and you're checking out Roz and Mocha on KISS 92.5.